Member Care Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. Did you know that about 200 million people in the world have problems with their thyroid? And a high percentage of those people have not yet actually been diagnosed. They don't know why they feel the way they do. They just know they don't feel as good as what they would consider to be normal. We'll look at the symptoms of thyroid illness in a moment. Thyroid problems all begin with a gland which is located in the front of your neck, just above where your collarbones meet. It's shaped like a little butterfly. The thyroid gland is very important because it makes hormones that control the way every cell in your body makes use of energy. You might know this better by the term metabolism. First, though, we need to remember that for everyone who has a thyroid problem, the experience is probably different. One reason for this is that there are two kinds of thyroid problems. One is called hyperthyroid problems. This means your thyroid is too active, and it is making more thyroid hormones than your body needs. The second is called hypothyroidism. This condition is exactly the opposite of the first problem we mentioned. With hypothyroidism, your thyroid gland does not make enough of the thyroid hormone. This is also known as underactive thyroid. There are many symptoms for both forms of thyroid problems, and as we have already mentioned, not all of the symptoms will apply to everyone who has a thyroid problem. Some symptoms may point to a totally different problem. That's because a lot of symptoms are known as non-specific symptoms. They could point to a thyroid problem, or they could be caused by something totally unrelated to the thyroid. There are some emotional symptoms caused by a thyroid gland that is not working in a normal fashion. When the thyroid is overproducing thyroid hormones, when a person has hyperthyroidism, he or she will often feel unusually nervous. Irritability would be another emotion, and possibly mood swings. When the thyroid is not producing enough thyroid hormones for normal functioning of the body, that person can feel fatigued or even feel sad or depressed. At first, these symptoms probably won't tell you that you have a thyroid problem. It's very easy to say to yourself, "Oh, I'm just getting older. I worked too hard yesterday. It's the weather. I have to expect some of these feelings." That's because thyroid problems often develop slowly. But these problems are clues that something is not 100% right with your body. And along with some of the other symptoms, they should be a signal to you to talk to your doctor and perhaps have some tests made. When your thyroid is overactive, when it is producing too much of the hormone known as thyroxine, that is called hyperthyroidism. This hormone affects your body's metabolism. The extra thyroxine causes problems for many of your body's functions, and the main problem is they speed up or work harder. A number of symptoms can be triggered by an overactive thyroid. Many of those symptoms can mimic or be the same as symptoms you might experience with some other illness or physical problem. This makes it difficult for your doctor to make a diagnosis. Let's look at some of those symptoms. A sudden loss of weight would be one. This can happen even if your appetite is normal and you eat the same amount of food, or perhaps even more. You might find that you have an increased appetite and you find yourself raiding the food cupboard for more snacks. Your heartbeat may be faster than is a commonly accepted average. You may have a pulse of more than 100 beats per minute, and your heartbeat may be irregular. Restlessness, irritability, and nervousness are common symptoms, possibly anxiety also, and you may find it difficult to sleep. There may be times when you feel short of breath. Heat may become a problem. You may find yourself more sensitive to warm temperatures around you. Sweating or perspiring is common, and you may find yourself frequently feeling very thirsty. Some other symptoms include hair becoming thin, itchy skin, muscle weakness, and fatigue or tiredness. People with hyperthyroidism might also notice changes to their bowel habits. This could mean increased diarrhea. If they're female, they might notice changes to their periods. But what causes hyperthyroidism? What makes your thyroid gland start producing more of the hormone, thyroxine, than is needed for normal body functions? The most common cause is something called Graves' disease. This can happen at any age. but it is most often found in women between the ages of 20 and 50. It can affect anyone, but most often there is a family history that would lead to this happening. Graves' disease is an autoimmune disease. We talk about autoimmune problems in the feature about underactive thyroids, but let's quickly review what happens. Your immune system normally makes antibodies. What's that? Antibodies are very small, but very important for your health. An antibody is a special protein produced by your immune system when the immune system detects some kind of harmful substance that has entered your body. That could be bacteria, parasites, viruses, and chemicals. Those substances that enter your body, substances that should not normally be there, are called antigens. So in a normal situation, the immune system attacks the foreign substances and protects your body and maintains your health. Most of the time, you probably don't know that anything like that is happening. However, once in a while, your immune system may make a mistake. For some reason, it may consider that healthy tissue in some part of your body is something harmful. When this happens, the immune system attacks the healthy tissue. This is known as an autoimmune disorder. If you have Graves' disease, your body makes antibodies that attack the thyroid gland. When this happens, the thyroid is stimulated to make extra thyroxine. Why this happens, no one really knows. Something triggers the immune system to make these antibodies. In Graves' disease, an enlarged thyroid gland, a swelling of your thyroid gland, may appear. This is known as goiter. However, this is also a possibility with hypothyroidism, an underactive thyroid. In about half the cases, the eyes are also affected. When those antibodies attack your thyroid, some of them may occasionally also attack the tissue behind your eyes. When this happens, the eyes are pushed forward. This, of course, is not very comfortable, and the eye muscles may also be affected, which can cause double vision. But remember, this problem does not affect everyone who gets Graves' disease. There are some other causes of hyperthyroidism which are not as common. Some medicines, such as those that contain iodine or lithium, can stimulate the thyroid to produce too much thyroxine. It doesn't sound very encouraging, does it? But there is hope if the condition is diagnosed and treated. So, when should you see your doctor? Well, you may notice that you're losing weight, that is, losing more weight than would be normal for you. We all have some fluctuation of our weight, that's normal. But extra weight loss, which is continuing, is something which should catch your attention. Perhaps you notice that you have a rapid heartbeat, or you find yourself sweating or perspiring more than you think should be usual. There could be a swelling at the base of the front of your neck. We also mentioned some other symptoms earlier. If you notice any of these symptoms, make a note of all the symptoms affecting you and make an appointment with your doctor. But remember, as we've already mentioned, many of the symptoms for hyperthyroidism, when taken one by one, could also point to other potential problems. So it's important to tell your doctor about all the changes that you have observed. Don't be embarrassed. Don't think that a symptom may not be important. Let your doctor decide if it is significant. Before you visit your doctor, make a list of all the medications you are taking, including vitamins and supplements. If the doctor suggests tests, be sure you ask if there is anything you need to do or avoid before having those tests. Write down any questions you may have that you would like to ask your doctor. It's important to have a written list because it's very easy to forget some important item in the process of a conversation. And be sure to take a friend with you or a family member who can listen in and help you remember something you might miss or forget. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be embarrassed. It's your body. It's your health. Be sure you learn all you can from your visit to the doctor. Your doctor will probably want to know when you began to notice any of the symptoms. Do they happen all the time, or just occasionally? How severe are they? Does anything make them seem better or worse? And do any other members of your family have hyperthyroidism? It may be that the doctor will refer you to a specialist for further examinations and testing and decisions about treatment. Tests will include blood tests to determine the levels of thyroxine, the thyroid hormone, which is in your blood, If the blood tests indicate that you have hyperthyroidism, then there are many other possible tests which will help the doctor to find out why your thyroid is working too hard, why it is overactive. Then what? Well, if you're diagnosed with having hyperthyroidism, an overactive thyroid, what can be done about it? What form of treatment is usually followed? That basically depends on the diagnosis after the tests and what they determine to be your actual condition. This will also take into account your age, what the tests show to be the cause of your problem, and the size of any goiter, if there is one. The main purpose of any treatment will be to bring your level of thyroxine, the thyroid hormone, down to a normal level. For this, the treatment is usually some form of medicine. This can usually reduce the level of thyroxine made by the overactive thyroid gland. Check the additional notes at the end of the transcript for this feature for more information about the medicines that may be prescribed. If you have lost a great deal of weight, or you have experienced weakness with your muscles caused by your overactive thyroid, then you may want to consider adding extra calories or protein to your diet. Your doctor or a dietitian can help you with those plans. But there is one side effect of treatment for hyperthyroidism to keep in mind. There is the possibility of gaining weight. Even they say of gaining too much weight. If that time comes for you, again your doctor or dietitian can help you plan for as much nutrition as you need without all the extra calories. Also remember to include the right amounts of calcium and sodium in your diet. There are other treatments for hyperthyroidism, but those we have mentioned are the most common and effective. If other treatments are necessary, keep in close touch with your doctor. In spite of thyroid problems, you can learn to live a pretty normal life. And remember, there is a parallel feature about underactive thyroid problems, hypothyroidism, on this website. A Moment for Your Health is presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.